All right, Kay, what are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, one of my favorite things about drug education, aside from the lies, was those photographs of the different kinds of webs that spiders made when they were misted with different substances.
It was a weird experiment that they did.
Let's have a little spider party.
Yeah, let's dose some spiders with some party drugs, like, and just see what kind of webs they make.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to show it to kids.
Yes, we're going to show it to kids. So, like, you get the, the marijuana one where it's like a third. It's like it's like a third of a web. You get the caffeine one, which it has no coherent shape to it at all.
Good
times. So I figured I would do this with my drug of choice, which is what I happen to have on hand right here, a Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar.
Sure. Science needs to figure out how spiders will react to Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar.
Yeah, I really need to know what I'm doing to my body right now, and I'm going to figure that out by way of spiders.
Yeah, it's either this or leaving a tooth in it overnight are the two sciences you can do.
Yeah, so I've put some in a little spray bottle, and we're going to spray this bad boy, and we're going to see what kind of web he builds.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
you go, little spider.
And just give it a little spritz. Mm-hmm. And oh, it's going really fast.
That spider knows what it wants.
Yeah.
The spider has no master.
Huh. Is he starting to write something? Do we have like a Charlotte? I was really hoping for a some pig situation here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it says some pig, that's mean because the spider's going to talk about you.
Yeah, I guess. It's
by Charlotte's Web rules, like this is basically an advertising.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
No, I mean, they live by the sword, die by the sword.
I guess. Okay. We got it. It just wrote arachnophobia, Gary.
Ironic.
I guess.
Yeah.
Appropriate. Huh. These animals need to get more creative.
They do need to get more creative. Animals are not good at it.
Was there an arachnophobia video game?
It looks like there was.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Is Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering, where Genesis Denesis, what Nintendidist.
That's a good one. Who gave us that one?
That's Tinson.
That
one as well. That's who also good. Did, what the hell is a Super Nintendo? which is also very funny. I like that a lot.
Yeah. This week, it's a Gary pick. We're talking about the microcomputer game based on the movie Arachnophobia, which everybody remembers.
Yeah, I like to think so. It was important to me as a kid.
Gary, I've never seen Arachnophobia. The thing that makes me remember Arachnophobia, because like it was kind of a little bit of a flash in the pan. Like it didn't have a lot of staying power as far as I could remember. But the reason I remember Arachnophobia is, you know, my stepdad and his big room full of pirated movies. Mm-hmm. The tape for Arachnophobia, he drew a little spider on it.
Aw, cute.
Yeah.
This is an Amblin Entertainment. You know, so Spielbergian.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this was, so the reason why I chose this was as a kid, this came out in 1990, I was 10. And I was obsessed with this movie. I really wanted to see it. Mm-hmm. The trailer looked the coolest thing in the world to me for some reason.
Yeah.
You know, I like John Goodman a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's funny in this. And I did something very embarrassing that I'm sure you've done a version of. As a 10-year-old, I thought it'd be very impressive to be able to smell or spell arachnophobia.
Okay.
So I memorized it. You know, it was like a big word. You know, mm-hmm. I was 10, I was a little kid being precocious, and I memorized how to spell it.
Okay.
That's all. I just thought that was really cool. Kind of as like a stunt. I thought it was like very impressive.
Yeah. Like how little kids will like, oh, I know how to spell anti-disestablishmentarianism, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a less ambitious version of that.
Yeah.
Is what I was doing.
That is very cute.
It was pathetic. I hate it. It fills me with disgust for my younger self.
A piece of media taught you a word, or how to spell a word or whatever. How many times have I talked about Vampire the Masquerade taught me a lot of words.
Yeah, it's not about it, just that I thought it was cool and like a stunt.
So I guess in a vacuum, just like, oh, I want to know how to spell this word that I was introduced to. That's fine. But like, how did you deploy this knowledge? Like, did you ask like a friend out of nowhere, hey, how do you spell arachnophobia? And then they tried and failed and you corrected them. You know, it's arachnophobia, dumbass.
Not that far from it. I think it was less aggressive. It was more like, hey, I know how to do this.
Oh, okay.
You know, just kind of nobody in particular, like Forrest McNeil's party prompt questions that he has his assistant read. You know, like, does anyone here know how to make their own butter? You know, just kind of throwing a fishing line out there in case they wanted to ask me how to do it.
Huh. Was anybody impressed?
You know, I was 10. I'm going to guess no.
Okay.
Based on my knowledge of the world now, not based on memory.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
That's my guess.
I mean, if anybody if anybody came across as impressed, they were almost certainly indulging you.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
You know, or like, they should not have been. And I should not have done that. But then I saw the movie as a kid, and it was that great kid combination of scary and funny.
Yep.
You know, John Goodman's a real meme-y character, says a bunch of one-liners in this there. And I was thinking about it and I was like, I wanted to recapture that feeling of like being so interested in something, like, I was obsessed with this. I was like, of course there's a Super Nintendo platformer about that.
No.
And there isn't, but I found this.
Yeah. This is a weird game.
Super weird.
Extremely weird. It's kind of Ghostbusters-y a little bit.
It's Ghostbusters, and then it turns into the Ghostbusters 2 video game. Like, it's the Ghostbusters 1 overhead. Like, you're in a town and you're on bug patrol. You're John Goodman. And you go into a house that has spiders and you shoot them, and it has some of the worst like PC controls. This is Blue Sky Software doing this classic, you know?
Yeah.
Very difficult to control as you move through the house, killing spiders.
Yeah.
That do things to ambush you and stuff.
Yeah. I had to break out my number pad because neither of my keyboards have numpads anymore.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So I have like a little separate one for when I do the network numbers and stuff like that. So I had to break that out because I was like, why can't I shoot down? Like, there's some spiders that'll jump at you. It's a timing thing. You just hit them, but some of them won't, and you take damage if you walk over them. And I was like, all I can do is shoot forward. You have to use the number pad in order to angle your spigot downward.
Yes. When you get hit, the death screen, the game over death screen, and what happens to your avatar in this is a fucking miracle. It's so scary.
The skin gets grayer and more gaunt.
Grayer and more gaunt. Like, your cheeks sink in, your eyes start coming back. Mm-hmm. And then the death screen of your corpse, like John Goodman, they don't have his likeness rights.
Yeah.
But John Goodman's like desiccated, doughy corpse covered in spider webs with his dead, unseeing eyes.
It's so great.
Is one of the goriest like death screens in games. I'm kind of surprised this did not, you know, get picked up as an icon or something.
It's PC shit, right?
Yeah.
You just like, you could just get away with anything in a PC game, really.
It's true.
Yeah.
I bet you if I had played this game when it came out, I would have been into it. Like, this is fine.
Like, the loop is, you go into a house and you kill all the spiders and you have to kill an egg sac that is somewhere in there. This gives you data for your, bugometer or whatever, which shows, which direction in relation to the house you just cleared the queen is. And you're looking for the queen, who is just the queen spider, yes. Who is just the same spider sprite, but with yellow legs and has more health.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you do this enough, you get to go to where the spiders came from, South America.
Yeah.
This was an early entry in the Africanized bees genre of media scares in the 90s, where like a regular bug that we're kind of scared of, but if it came from another country, it's super scary.
Yep.
You know, because the plot of the movie is like this guy's got Venezuelan killing spiders leads in there. And this absolute spider stud shows up in this small town and mates with all the local spider queens to create hybrids that are deadly.
Yes. It is up to John Goodman and his scientist friend, Jeff Daniels, who suffers from arachnophobia, to figure out a way to, you know, save this town that is overrun with these incredibly deadly, and weirdly intelligent spiders. Because if it's just spiders, like, oh, it hides in a dark place. Cool.
Yeah. They leave you alone, you know, which is like a thing I learned as a kid. I was scared of spiders.
Yeah.
You know, as a kid, like creepy crawlies. Like now I let them live. But it took me a while to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I find them a little spooky.
It's still unpleasant to see a spider, right?
Yeah, I don't like how they move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's grody. In this, the spider who went and made all the babies is called the General.
In this movie. What a badass. I'm rooting for the General, Gary.
Yeah, I know. He learns that the General produced a queen and inbred with her to produce a second nest guarded by the queen, who could produce fertile offspring, culminating in the species' next stage of evolution and worldwide dispersal. This is a real spider problem they have.
Yeah.
And they kill them with flamethrowers and shit.
Right.
You know, here. Eventually, the queen gets electrocuted at the end. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, never saw it. Seems like a really fun movie to see, though.
Yeah, pretty fun.
Yeah. I like John Goodman. I like Jeff Daniels. Yeah.
John Goodman's real fun in it. It's a real 80s, like 90s kids comedy character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of like, what's his head in Caddyshack? Like Jim Belushi in Caddyshack? It's like that kind of character.
Oh, I mean, Rodney Dangerfield in Caddyshack. Oh.
Well, Rodney Dangerfield's the main character. I mean, the side character, Belushi, does like the
oh, and you're thinking of Animal House. Yeah.
And nope. I'm definitely thinking about Caddyshack. Who's the guy who got getting into the Bill Murray
in Caddyshack? Yes. There we go.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. We're going to get there eventually.
I was thinking who has John Belushi energy in Caddyshack, and I did not happen upon Bill Murray in that.
He does not have John Belushi energy. I just confused how they looked.
Yep.
So,
but schlubby. Yeah.
Yes. Like a schlubby guy who does like little catchphrase things.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid, you get way into.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that I have it. I find this game to be a little bit boring, but once I got the number pad out, it was fine.
It's doable.
I cleared like the first stage of this.
I think it would actually be really cool if they added in a Ghostbusters-esque management and economic layer.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'd be cooking.
Yeah.
Like if killing spiders gave you new things and you went and bought upgraded equipment and stuff, like bam.
Yeah. Like make it a little bit more faster paced and like maybe some more variety in the spiders too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like when you clear a house, like your bomb count, you have a bug bomb that'll clear everything in a room and your spray is just automatically refilled. In addition to you have like health pickups and spray refills and additional bombs you can find inside the little levels of the house. But yeah, having like, okay, I need to do this like economically, you know, like the less raw material I use, the more I can afford new toys, right?
Yeah. And you could make the toys would add a lot of variety. Mm-hmm. You know, to what you're doing, like kind of like that, the Ghostbusters game that I have a weird soft spot for.
Yeah.
Because the first part of that where you're doing that stuff is kind of fun.
Yeah. It's one of these weird PC games that you just kind of got like on Amiga where, you know, I think about PC games and I think about, you know, having that extra potential for, layers like that. Right. Like,
yeah.
You just get a little bit more variety. This is not interested in that at all. Like it wants to be an arcade game.
It's an action game.
Yeah. Yeah.
That you control with the numpad. So it sucks.
Yeah. Like
it's not, fast or responsive. It's really slow.
Or it's designed to be played with a joystick like everybody had back when this came out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not tons to say, but I figured we'd have digressionary things in terms of spiders.
Mm-hmm.
And kid memories.
Yeah.
And I also thought about, I have two things that don't go anywhere that I thought were kind of funny that I wanted to say out loud. I'm done coming up with pretenses for things.
Yeah.
I'm done with segues.
Uh-huh.
One, if you have a house and it has three floors and you have a toilet on each floor and you leave a turd in each one, they should call that bejeweling.
does it make all of your toilets disappear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or you can only flush once you've done all three.
Oh, yeesh. Like, so you flush the top one and then it gets all of them.
Yeah, it's you get a chain combo.
Okay.
Like it columns its way down. The other thing I was thinking of, and this is not a joke, this is just an observation. Do you know the song Red Red Wine by UB40?
UB40? Of course I do. Yeah, UB40, Red Red, like weirdly, just political stuff. Brett Kavanaugh's favorite band back in the 90s. That's
incredible. That song, if you haven't heard it in a little while, has a rap breakdown that is super fucking funny.
Okay.
Like halfway through that song, you know, it's this like very sweet reggae song about red, red wine. And then partway through, like the dorky reggae robot comes in, it sounds like. And if he goes like, red, red wine, you make me feel so fine. Keep me rocking all of the time. Like there's this sort of like getting the reggae dork robot.
Yeah.
It was very funny.
Astro, the reggae dork robot.
Yeah. It's real good. And I don't have anywhere to put that thought. Teenage Dirtbags isn't running, so I can't do the video. You know, I didn't know where to put that. But it's just like, I heard that song in a store and I was like, oh, this fucking song, I feel like I'm going to die.
Uh-huh.
And then it switched into the break in the middle and I was like, holy shit, I forgot about this.
I'm trying. So Red Red Wine. So that is a, I guess, I didn't realize that was a Neil Diamond cover.
Yeah, I think I knew that at some point, but I forgot it.
Yeah. A lot of songs are Neil Diamond covers is the thing.
Yeah. They wrote some bangers.
So according to UB40 member Astro, the group's former vocalist and trumpet player, the band was only familiar with Tony Tribe's version. Okay. So Astro is not the name of a robot. Huh?
No, it's the name of a human.
Of a human.
It's the name of a dog on the Jetsons. Like that's not the name of.
Yeah. Huh? God, yeah. I really don't like these guys. Yeah, that's a bad song.
It's a really rough song. Like, it's a way to have a bad time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're near a grocery store and they're playing Red Red Wine and you're like, come on.
There are a bunch of songs like that. Like, you talk about getting some Under the Bridge kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Bums you out. You hear the opening strains and you're like, this sucks.
I went to get my hair cut, go to the salon down in Columbus. And when I went in, my stylist was messing around with the playlist because she added on like a classic rock a classic rock thing. And was saying like, I don't understand. Like I'll put in classic rock and then I'll go in and do like a Franz Ferdinand. Kind of deal. Mm-hmm. Like she wanted to listen to stuff from the 60s and it kept coming in. And like I had to stop myself from explaining, like, oh no, classic rock is just Guitar Hero. Like everything gets roped in. Like, yeah, Franz Ferdinand was, 20 years ago, but also like it's Guitar Hero music. That's the heuristic.
Yeah. 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 That is the genre now.
Mm-hmm.
No. I didn't go to the Big No Kings protest, which I have feelings about, but I wasn't feeling good. I've mm-hmm. got a mystery health issue. Band members went and they were texting me about a bunch of people spontaneously doing a cover of What's Going On by the Four Non-Blondes.
Oh, no. That would have been torture for you, Gary.
Yeah. It's one of my most hated songs.
Yeah.
That would have got me. And I just been like, man, your heart's so in the right place, but this fucking sucks.
You just walk over to the police side. I'm so sorry, everybody.
Immediately. It's just driven me into the arms of MAGA. Just fucking certain songs. Like, I have sympathy, not really sympathy, but like, I think there are some people who are incapable of being a hater about stuff.
Okay.
And it's real fun, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you should have something like that you really hate. You should have a song you really fucking hate.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what are some of the bad songs?
Well, so like in the past, I have talked about like I really don't like that Inside Out song by
Eve Six.
By Eve Six. I still
don't know how good he is at tweeting.
I know, like, right? I still don't like hearing it. It's not. I don't think it's a very good song. That's just my own thing, and that is primarily from an association by karaoke. Like, there's always one particular like guy who gets up and does that, right?
Yeah.
I kind of cooled off on that because Eve Six guy is on the Forces of Good. He's been on podcasts and is funny, real self-deprecating, cool. Doesn't make me like the song an awful lot more.
No, you don't have to like Eve Six because of that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. He does a lot of championing of other bands that I think are considerably lesser.
Okay.
on Blue Sky. Like, he's real into 90s alternative bands, and he's talks to her about like Lit and stuff.
Oh, huh.
I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Hey, professional courtesy. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta, mm-hmm. That's a rough one.
Yeah.
Think about, a lot of Bare Naked Ladies songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Real bad, you know?
Specifically Pinch Me gets you, right?
Yeah. And that song really kills me.
Just made you say underwear.
Yeah, God, is it cringy and gross.
Yeah, and we had a whole digression about just some of the gross lyrics hidden in the Motormouth parts of 1 week.
Oh, yeah, because he's got Sailor Moon, the cartoon that makes him think the wrong things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he thinks that those little girls are really hot.
Yeah.
I brought that up to Will once, and his knee-jerk reaction was to defend the Bare Naked Ladies, which was really strange. He's like, well, they are sexualized and stuff. I was like, yeah, but...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, the guy's an adult. Ed,
yeah.
Whatever, Ed Goofball is, he's an adult and he knows.
Uh-huh. This happened recently, I think, since we recorded that episode, but since we're on a B&L thing, you're talking about the 90s, it's fine. Are you aware, the band split, like the two singer-songwriter guys?
A long time ago.
Yeah, a very long time ago.
One of them got caught with a modest amount of weed or something and they broke up over it.
Are you familiar with their recent single that they put
out? Cancel culture?
About cancel culture. It's called Too Old.
Yeah. It's really rough. I could have sworn we've talked about this, but I think I just talked about the band guys.
Okay.
It's a lot though. The lyrics are really rough.
I've never seen the lyrics. I think yeah.
Oh boy. You know, from your gilded glass house, you're hurling rocks. You want to see me shamed, displayed in the stocks. What you fail to see is that you don't scare me a bit, because I'm too old for this shit. Parentheses, way too old. It's really, really rough.
Yeah.
Where's the, there's a line here that is really disgusting. You know, sticks and stones used to break my bones, but now words can end my life because everything's a bomb. What are you talking about, man? Who the fuck's canceling you?
Yeah. What are they canceling you for? What were the words you said? What are the things you can't say?
Naked Ladies guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're the least censored person in the world. You're the Naked Ladies guy. You're living on top of it. You can get any pussy you want.
Your ticket. You already have your ticket, bro. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch what you say. The devil you don't know wants to see you pay. What was funny one time is a crime today, and it never goes away.
Yeah. You know, you guys got in such trouble for whatever it was. He's a real gross dude. There's a video of him talking about it, the album and everything, and he's trying to say something with it. It's pretty nasty.
It's just a little white lie from a little white guy that never really made much sense. Put a little more time into meter and rhyme, put the Eggman on that fence. So like he's actually just like kind of like saying like, hey, why are you holding me to a standard for making better, more music? Oh, put a little more time into meter and rhyme.
Yeah. No, you're not funny anymore, so you're canceled.
Yeah.
Like, no.
God, what a gross attitude. Could never be me.
Really gross. Really gross. But I want to wallow in the shit and make fun of them for bad music.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Let's make fun of them for things that don't matter. Like, you know, 1 week's pretty rough.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Pinch Me is worse.
Yeah.
1 week is pretty rough.
If I had $1 million is really boring.
It's really boring.
Just like little kind of like a little country parody. Yeah.
No, thanks. There. I also, this is neither here nor there, but look at this thing I found on the Arachnophobia wiki, this entry. This is from the video game.
From the Arachnophobia. So there's an entry for the presidents of the United States.
Or not the band, just the guy.
Okay, sorry, the president of the United States. The president is the head of state of the United States. In 1990, the president commended Delbert McClintock for his considerable role in containing an outbreak of Venezuelan spiders. Behind the scenes, although not mentioned by name, in 1990, George H.W. Bush would have been the president who officially commended Delbert.
The reason why I clicked on this is on the wiki, I was looking at characters that appear in the Arachnophobia video game, and it said President of the United States, parentheses, first appearance. which I liked.
Wait a minute. So filed under ranks and casts?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, so that, like, that little Wikia headline, it is just, so like there's the drone spiders, which are just the regular spiders.
Yeah, Queens, you also have, the general.
The general. And the president. The human president. Listed with these other spiders, implying that the president is a kind of spider himself.
He's definitely in the hierarchy. I think the implication is the spider or the president has dominion.
Oh, okay.
Like, how do you rank, you know, we know a president is higher than a general, mm-hmm. but a queen, mm-hmm. like, that's tricky.
It is very tricky, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if the president has, you know, rights over these spiders. Yeah.
Oh, we really fuck up. We really fuck things up here by having the head of state and the head of government be in the same person. A lot of sucks. Other places. Yeah, a lot of other places make that two different jobs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know where a queen fits in the hierarchy.
You get two different spiders for those jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Two different spiders.
Yeah. The organization of this fandom wiki of having cast and ranks mm-hmm. and having three spiders and the president in is very good. Four things didn't necessarily need to be a set.
No.
For that.
What's more entertaining is, sorry. What's more entertaining is the occupations category.
Oh, let me find that.
Yeah. Which has things such as physician. A physician or simply a doctor is a health professional who practices medicine.
Thank you. Thank God. You, Arachnophobia Wiki. You can learn a lot from this. Like, you really a lot of can. The jobs. Yeah. Pest control.
Man, yeah. I want to learn English from the Arachnophobia Wiki.
And then they also have the spider infestation controls team from the video game.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of the Arachnophobia canon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Good job.
I've been thinking about Wayne's World a lot recently because it's a very good movie. And one of my favorite jokes about from that is that Cassandra learned English from the Police Academy movies.
Mm-hmm. Police Academy movies. Yeah, yeah. Why do you think I took you to all those Police Academy movies? To learn English? Well, I wasn't learning. Were you?
I didn't hear anybody laughing.
We talked about this maybe even recently, mm-hmm. the time is a circle thing. How weird is it that Wayne's World 2, roughly one third of the running time, is a parody of the Doors movie? Like, by volume, it is at least a half hour of Wayne wandering around the desert with a Jim Morrison parody.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks so bad. Like, that movie is good. Mm-hmm. That bit sucks so fucking bad.
Yeah, it is a little bit too much. I've never seen the Doors movie. So, Gary, I am just learning that is a parody of the Doors movie.
That seems like that was not a good choice to have that be one third of Wayne's World 2 then.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If the primary audience, which you would be one of,
mm-hmm.
did not catch that reference. You just thought it was like, oh, the desert parts.
The desert parts. Like, oh, just, or, you know, like, even just like watching it as an adult, I was like, okay, yeah, this is, okay. It's like a Brian Wilson. Tropes. Yeah. It's a trope. It's a Brian Wilson thing, right?
It's a spiritual quest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what, in the wake of Brian Wilson's death recently, did you see all the stuff going around about his obsession with the song Shortening Bread?
Oh, God, yeah. No, this is a long time fact that I've known. I think I learned it from you, actually.
I might have, because I think that it's fascinating.
Uh-huh.
The wiki entry for Shortening Bread with his stuff about it is incredible.
He would torture. He would torture people with it. Like, wherever he was able to play, like, to have music, like, played, you know, by a recording, he always had a tape of Shortening Bread there or a record or something. He
would keep people awake.
Played himself all night just in a loop.
Yeah. If there was a piano, he would play Shortening Bread. I don't know if people know Shortening Bread anymore.
Mom's
if,
like, little baby loves shortening, shortening. Yeah. Mom's little baby loves shortening bread. Yeah.
It's one of those single issue songs.
Yeah.
You know, because it's about Mama's little baby and how much she likes that.
Uh-huh.
My favorite quote from the Wikipedia, where biographer Peter Ames Carlin wrote that Elton John and Iggy Pop were bemused by an extended Wilson-led sing-along of Shortening Bread, leading Pop to flee from the room proclaiming, "I gotta get out of here, man. This guy's nuts." Alice Cooper recalled that Wilson considered Shortening Bread to be the greatest song ever written. According to Cooper, when he asked why, Wilson responded, "I don't know. It's just the best song ever written." Fucking no notes. That's incredible. What a song for that.
Alex Chilton, the former lead singer of Big Star, recalled receiving middle of the night phone calls from Wilson asking him to sing on a recording of Shortening Bread. Mm-hmm. He was telling me I have the perfect voice for it.
Yeah, in the middle of the night, Brian Wilson here. Hey, you know shortening bread? Like, that's so fucking surreal.
Uh-huh.
Like, hey, it's Sir Paul McCartney. Do you know she'll be coming around the mountain? I think you should like, play tambourine on it, man.
The Monkees' Mickey Dolenz said that when he tripped on LSD with Wilson, John Lennon, and Harry Nilsson, Wilson played shortener bread on piano, Lord, quote, over and over.
It's just incredible.
Yeah.
I love it just so much.
Obviously, like a neurodivergent fixation, right? But just like, yeah. Imagine if it was a bit.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be legendary.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we'd have to put him into Valhalla. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. There are, this is how I'm finding out there are more verses to shortening bread.
Okay.
But it doesn't add a whole lot.
No.
Yeah, I'm on the Wikipedia here for shortening bread, the song, not the bread.
Mm-hmm.
Learning a little bit about, and it's mostly about making bread.
It was mostly about making shortening bread. Yeah.
Yeah, largely shortening bread. And it a lot of kind of racist accents. Like there's a real kind of Aunt Jemima illustration here. And then, you know, a lot of English.
Yeah.
A lot of like accented English here.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Man. You know. But yeah, rip Brian Wilson.
Yeah, does make me want some fucking shortening bread though.
Man, some shortening bread cookies would fucking punish right now. Actually,
little Gary loves shortening bread.
Yeah. what if this is the start? What if it's like a banana phone thing? Like this is how it's passed.
It'd be incredible. This song should blow up on TikTok.
Uh huh.
And people should do shortening bread to it.
Do the shortening bread challenge. Like get somebody and then just keep playing shortening bread over and over and see how long they last.
See if they're going to be Mama's Little Baby or Mama's Little Man, and you know, unlike Iggy Pop.
Uh huh.
You know who couldn't handle the shortening bread assault
and stick it out. Yeah.
Yeah. He's made of leather, but he's not strong.
Oh my gosh. I didn't, there's nothing really good on Game Facts about this. Just people, people talking about their arachnophobia, on the board.
We get an anonymous fact, which I always like to see, so he's like, I can't have my name on this.
No.
You know? Just people talking about spiders.
Yeah.
You know, coming to peace with spiders was a big moment for me because when I was young, I really didn't like them and I had an allergic reaction to a bug bite at one point.
Okay.
As a kid. And the doctor said it could have been a spider bite.
Mm-hmm.
And as a kid, I internalized that as like my one allergy that I knew about.
Oh, okay. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
So I would act like kind of, I was a little extra scared of spiders in addition to just getting the heebie-jeebies.
Uh-huh.
I've hence been bitten by spiders and not had an allergic reaction. So I don't know what caused that initial allergic reaction.
Your allergy profile changes over time.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't used to get like seasonal allergies and now I do.
Yeah.
You know,
And also like I was scared of bees because they were bugs with weapons that would hurt you. But also, I was shown My Girl at too young of an age.
Yeah. My Girl will fuck you up.
Yeah.
He needs the glasses.
Then you get the chair.
My Girl in jail. Prosecute My Girl. What should people do if they like this show?
If people like this show, they can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and kick us some money. Get a whole bunch of bonus content, tons of bonus episodes of this show, whole other bonus shows, and help us out. This is how we keep our houses hot.
Yeah. And we enjoy doing that. Or cold, as it were, given that we're in the heat death.
I'm in a heat zone. I'm under the dome, Gary.
Yeah. It's very, not bragging, it's very cool and nice here. We'll get in the dome next week, I want to say.
Perfect thing to say. Perfect thing to say to somebody.
Yeah, 63 degrees outside right now.
Okay, cool. You know, fun.
Pretty sick.
Your time's coming, Butterfield.
No, it's certainly coming. It's going to be a bad summer for that stuff. The Portland Weather Service did a tweet brag about the weather being nice in the Pacific Northwest, which was weird because people are going to die of the heat.
People are dying, actually.
Yeah, that sucks, man. That's not cool. But yeah, where it's coming.
Yeah.
So right now it keeps my house hot and your house cold. Eventually it'll be opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also leave ratings, reviews, Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, anywhere podcasts are found. Tell your friends.
Please.
Post about message boards. We don't advertise. That's how people find out about the shows.
Mm-hmm.
Is through you.
Yeah. Also, join us in thanking our producer, Gwen. Thank you, Gwen.
Yeah. Big thanks to Gwen. And what should they do until next time?
Until next time, remember, this has been Abject Suffering, where quien es el perro del zoológico?
Arachnophobia.
You're looking at it. That's not impressive.
No, and that's the.
You're recreating it. Okay.
It's memory. It's memorized.
It's memory.
It wouldn't be impressive anyway, though. That was the whole part.
I guess.
But
yeah.
That is the little song in my head of me mm-hmm. not internalizing the words.
Okay.
Just memorizing it.
Anything else you want to share?
No.
Okay.
I was a pretty cool kid.